It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, December 4th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American inventor Chester Greenwood, born in Farmington, Maine in 1858. In 1873, when he was 15, he invented the earmuff. He reportedly came up with the idea while ice skating and asked his grandmother to sew some thick tufts of fur-bordered flannel between hoops of wire that he had shaped to fit over his head. He secured a patent and manufactured his improved ear protectors, as he called them, providing jobs for people and boosting the economy for his neighbors in the Farmington area for nearly 60 years. The Wall Street Journal would say later that Greenwood's ears were so sensitive to cold that they turned chalky white, then beet red, and finally deep blue, in that order, when the mercury dropped. But Greenwood's descendants dispute this, saying that Chester's ears were just big and cold. Within 10 years, he had built a small factory near Farmington, which employed 11 workers, producing 50,000 pairs of ear protectors in 1883. He never forgot the way his grandmother attached those flannel pads to the first wire frames, and as a result, although the protectors were now primarily machine-made, Chester still employed local women to do the hand-stitching and the finish work at home, just the way he remembered it done during his childhood. By the time World War I broke out, Chester's factory was providing earmuffs to thousands of overseas troops, and by the time he died in 1937, the plant was turning out 400,000 pairs of earmuffs every year. Chester also patented an improved tea kettle, a variation of the steel-tooth rake, an advertising matchbox, and a machine used to produce wooden spools for wire and thread. He invented but did not patent an umbrella holder for mail carriers. The total number of patents he held seems to be contested. Some claim only a handful, while others say it's more than 100. The good-natured debate has helped to promote Greenwood's historical legacy, however. In addition to being an inventor, he was the owner of a bicycle shop and also developed an improved central heating system. Greenwood also introduced one of the first telephone systems in Farmington. He was an accomplished machinist, an active member of the Unitarian Church, and a devoted family man. His wife Isabel was a supporter of women's suffrage, and they were the parents of 4 children. In 1977, the state of Maine declared December 21st to be Chester Greenwood Day, and Farmington continues to honor him with a spectacle on the first Saturday every December. That day was chosen because it does not conflict with other winter holidays and is a little less likely to be snowy. The chief event of the observance is the Earmuff Parade. Chester Greenwood died at age 78, and remarkably, the Smithsonian Institution lists him as one of America's 15 greatest inventors, right up there alongside Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 4th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.